Good morning, good people. I'm Kiplin Primus, your host for The Local Take on Jazz 91 WCLK. This morning, I'm speaking with Jaya Thomas about diverse representation, and this is an organization in support of additional African Americans working as lawyers, agents, and publicists in the sports and entertainment industry. Ms. Thomas, welcome.
Thank you for having me. Good morning.
Could you please tell us why diverse representation and what you expect to come out of these efforts?
Sure. So diverse representation is the new company. We are less than a year old, and the primary mission is to increase the awareness and number of Black agents, attorneys, managers, and publicists working in the sports and entertainment industry. So the primary goal of the company is just to ensure that more athletes, more entertainers, more studios, networks are hiring Black agents, Black attorneys, Black managers, and Black publicists. So we provide the first ever directory, the first ever database of Black agents, attorneys, managers, and publicists throughout the country. And we also host various events throughout the country as well.
So why is this important now? A lot of folks don't even understand what sports agents or representatives do. Why is it important for this in our community today?
Definitely. So, the conversation about diversity in entertainment, diversity in sports, it's a conversation that's been going on for a couple of years now. But oftentimes when we talk about diversity in the entertainment industry, we're usually just talking about the faces we see on screen. We're not talking about the people behind the screen, and those are the ones who have the true power. And when we really start to peel back the layers of the people who are behind the screen, those faces are still very white. And so I, as a Black woman attorney, think it's very important to start making more of an effort to diversify the faces behind the screen, behind the scenes, because those are the people who have the true power, and who are the true decision makers. Also, just from a financial standpoint, a lot of Black folks in entertainment bring in a lot of money into this industry, but when their entire team is white, if you're a Black actress, but your agent is white, your attorney is white, your manager is white, your publicist is white, that's money, in my opinion, that should really be going back to the Black community. So I would love to see more of us hiring each other and recycling that money amongst each other.
I think one of the reasons that we are not represented in those areas is because a lot of people don't know about them. You know, you mentioned mm-hmm. the faces on the screen. That's what people are familiar with. How can you start an education process about the millions of people who work behind the screens and where you say the real power is?
Right. So, and that's really the mission behind the whole company, behind diverse representation. You know, by putting our database out there, by putting our directory out there, we're making a lot more people aware about this issue and about the folks that do exist in this space. And also we're doing a lot of educational initiatives to educate people about careers in these industries. Because honestly, when I was younger, when I went to college in New York, law school in D.C., and no one really talked about careers as agents, as publicists. It's a big out here in L.A., but in other markets, these aren't necessarily careers that a lot of people talk about. So that's something we're starting to do this fall, educate students, educate younger folks about careers in these industries so that we can have more Black and brown faces behind the scenes.
And so you mentioned the education aspect. Can you share with our listeners about the upcoming events taking place in Atlanta in November?
Absolutely. So super excited to host our very first series of events in Atlanta in November. On November 14th, we are partnering with Morehouse College to present a panel on careers in the sports industry. We have a panel of about six folks who have various careers in sports. We have Senior Director of Communications for Turner Sports. We have the president of the National Retired Basketball Players Association speaking. So it's a panel of African-American professionals who work in the sports industry as agents, as attorneys, as managers. And so that event is November 14th on campus, 5:30 to 7:30. It's going to be a one-hour panel followed by a networking reception. And then on November 15th, we are hosting two other events. We are hosting a luncheon with the vice president of Tyler Perry Studios. And that evening, we're hosting a networking reception to give Black creative writers, directors, producers an opportunity to network and meet Black agents, attorneys, managers, publicists. So if you're a Black entertainment professional looking for representation, we're hosting a networking mixer November 15th to give you the opportunity to meet reps. And all this information is available on our website, www.diverserepresentation.com.
So now we know Atlanta is the, you know, Hollywood of the South. Tyler Perry just opened up a studio bigger than all of the studios in California almost combined. Is that the reason Atlanta is one of your stopping points on this? And how do you expect this new burgeoning, you know, industry in Atlanta to impact the mission of diverse representation?
Yeah, great question. So most of the events we've had so far have been based out here in L.A. And New York. But like you mentioned, Atlanta is definitely becoming a new Hollywood hotspot. And there's just a huge Black population in Atlanta. So we wanted to make sure that we made our way over there to host some events and see how they turned out. So, yeah, I mean, the fact that Tyler just opened up his new studio and the fact that there's just such a big, huge Black population down there, we wanted to make sure that we hosted some events down there. And also, you know, Tyler Perry does have a studio, but there still aren't as many resources in Atlanta, you know, compared to Los Angeles. So we wanted to kind of bring some events down there to help share resources and to help open up more resources for folks there.
So now for our listeners, you know, friend may be interested, they may be a creative. How can they find more information about diverse representation? And are these events, you know, open for young people who are trying to get their start?
Yes, definitely. So the event at Morehouse opens to students, all students. Our networking reception open to young people as well. And to find out more information about our events, you can go to our website, www.diverserepresentation.com. And even if you aren't able to come to any of the events, we also have a monthly newsletter that I would recommend signing up for. In our monthly newsletter, we provide a lot of additional resources. We highlight Black agents, Black attorneys every month. So I would recommend signing up for that as well. And you can follow us on social media at Diverse Representation as well.
And now you mentioned as a woman attorney, you weren't aware of this industry. Ms. Thomas, can you share how you got into this industry and what has your success been like?
Sure. So, yes, growing up, I grew up in Ohio, so there are not a lot of publicists. I don't know if there are any or managers or agents, you know, where I grew up. And so these careers were just never something I ever knew about. And I went to law school in Washington, D.C. I went to law school with the hopes of becoming a civil rights lawyer. But my second year of law school, I got an internship working for the TV show Dateline. And I just really loved TV industry, loved people, loved the kind of what I was doing. And so that was really kind of my first foray into the entertainment industry working for Dateline. And so once I was introduced to the TV world, I just kind of fell in love with it. And after I graduated from law school, I ended up going back to New York, working at a big law firm in New York City. And after being there for a couple years, I decided if I really wanted to get into entertainment, I needed to be in LA as opposed to New York. Ended up buying a one-way ticket, quitting my job, buying a one-way ticket from New York to LA. Didn't know anybody, started from scratch, cold calling. And my first position was working for Will Smith's production company. And from there, it kind of just snowballed into me eventually starting my own entertainment law practice and primarily working in TV and film. And so it's been great since I've moved here and kind of hit the ground running.
Well, that is a wonderful story. I love the one-way ticket option.
Thanks. My parents didn't, but it all ended up working out.
It all worked out. Ms. Thomas, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us so very early in the morning on the West Coast to share this information about diverse representation and the conference that you guys are going to be launching November 14th and 15th here in Atlanta. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.